Hey, Monty.
Brody.
What did Kermit the Frog say at his puppeteer's funeral?
I don't know. What did he say? What did he say, mate? Nothing at all. Because his puppeteer was dead. Oh, that sucks.
Welcome back, everyone.
Oh, no, we're not using that, are we?
What do you mean? I love that joke. Right, I think that's really good.
Oh, what a way to start season 3.
What do you mean?
Feels like it's been a while.
Episode 17.
Season
3. Season 1.
When do we move into a second season, actually?
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we should be doing like a year a season.
We're borderline doing a year an episode at this rate.
Yeah, one episode a season. Anyway, right. Brody, how are we?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm really good. Oh, yeah, I'm very good.
Good
all.
Can't believe we make this joke every week.
Oh,
wow, it's been a while.
Not every week.
Every episode.
It has been a while. How long's it been? Sometimes it feels like a long time between episodes.
It has been a long time.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long for some reason.
It's been a month.
God.
Yeah.
So I guess it's because it's the new norm. We're not even trying to it anymore.
Yeah. Should we pod today?
Yeah.
It's been a bit soon.
It's a nice day outside, probably. Give it a week.
Oh dear, but we are back.
Yes, we are.
At least I feel good, ready to go.
I feel really excited to get into it again.
Yeah, I actually do miss it when we don't record. And we make jokes about how we don't record and we're the most irregular podcast, but we do actually try.
Mm.
And I do miss when we don't.
Yeah, it's not out of a lack of passion.
Not from my end, no.
Not from my end either, Brody. No, I absolutely love the podcast. It's just scheduling issues.
There's
nothing more to say about. We can't spend 5 minutes every episode talking about how long it's been.
No.
Brody, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, as I said, ready, excited. Got some cool stuff planned for today's episode, and supposedly you do as well, which is the first.
Here we go.
But I'm ready to go. I've got something for you to kick us off for today.
Yep. Fire away.
Thank you.
I give you full permission.
Thank you, sir.
You may now speak.
Yeah. Now what?
Oh, okay. we are an audio only podcast, so that will be confusing.
No, it's I'm appealing to the educator in you. And I'm appealing to the good person that you are as well.
Thanks, mate.
You might have seen a couple of weeks ago that there is going to be mandatory consent education starting in 2023.
I did see that.
First of all, what do you think?
Great news. Like, I think it's a long time coming. I think it's incredible news.
Yeah.
The fact that it's only so far now been like programs and elective programs is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So the fact that that's something that's being introduced at a government level, I think, is just incredible news.
Yeah.
Mm.
And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, it's been a long time coming, and it's sort of kick-started in 2021 when an incredible woman by the name of Chanel Contos. We like her already because her last name is Contos.
Oh, yep.
Put up a poll on her, or put up a question on her Instagram story, and just asked if any of her followers or any of her followers' friends had been sexually assaulted at school. And she said that the poll had over 1,500 views, 300 responses in that 24-hour period, and 203 out of those 300 voters had replied saying yes, which is a pretty alarming stat. So the next day, she pretty much created a petition calling for better and more thorough education around consent in schools, and that racked up 44,653 signatures.
Yeah, well.
And also 6,756 testimonies came through from that, from people that had been sexually assaulted during their school time. As of, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe 3 weeks ago, the bill was passed that next, or starting next year, there's going to be consent education from kindergarten through to year 10, which I think is really cool. So the notion of consent to kindergarten or foundation years will just be around respectful relationships and seeking permission and things like that, whereas older students learn more about the nuanced and complex facets of consent, with educators delving into topics around power imbalances, gender stereotypes and coercion.
And that's the thing that I think is the most important about this, is that a lot of people, like, you know, as an educator, I know that there's a lot of young people that don't quite understand the complexities involved in consent. A lot of people are like, consent is a yes or no issue, but it's not really. It is something that we need to understand a lot better. And as a, you know, someone working with young men, it does scare me that there hasn't been this education already. I think that it's such a important lesson. And it's complex. It's not simple. I remember when, like, the first time I really did a proper course on it wasn't until uni, realistically. Like, I knew about it. I'd been taught about it loosely. But the first time I feel like I properly understood what that word meant in its truest form was, like, a year out of school. So the fact that that's a conversation that's being had is just incredible.
Massive shout out to Chanel and the Teach Us Consent movement on Instagram and Facebook and their website as well. Some incredibly brave shares and testimonies on that website from people coming forward saying what they have experienced. And massive kudos to Chanel and the team. And every school across Australia will implement some training as of throughout next year, 2023. So
schools that don't already have it, it's awesome.
Great work.
That's what I call good news always.
Nice.
Mac, I want to talk about an idea that's been rattling around in my head that I haven't really been able to verbalise or visualise necessarily.
Right.
But I thought that this is the best time to just ramble.
Your therapy session.
Therapy, free.
I remember when we first started,
that's what we do.
When we first started the podcast, I saw a thing on Instagram and it was like, why do men start podcasts instead of going to therapy? And I was like,
whoa. I think they go hand in hand.
No, that's go to therapy.
I will.
Yeah.
Shush. But no, what I'm trying to say is that I think the point of our podcast, at least, is to... this is not a conversation I need to have with a therapist. It's a conversation I want to have with a mate.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Nice. If these things get to a point where I want to go to... I feel like I need to go to a therapist, I will, and I won't talk about it on the podcast. I'd like to think.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway,
go ahead.
No. We'll talk about this now. Brody, talk about... if you do feel like you need to talk to someone, don't talk to your mate on a podcast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that study for years to deal with your complex emotional issues.
Yeah.
See a professional.
And we don't want a rival podcast.
That's what we do. Get out. There can only be one. Oh, no. So,
let's get back to,
back to what you really want to talk about. Actual issue is the idea of spending time alone. Anyway, keep moving.
What about it?
So I just want to spitball and see what you think about this, is that I used to always think I was a very social person. Like when people, if you asked me 4 years ago, I'd say I'm an extrovert. Just because I spend a lot of time around people. And I thought that was the case. And I was like, when I was on my own, I didn't like being on my own. Traditionally, if I'm on my own, I would spend, like, I'd put on a podcast or something else to act like I'm not alone. But I've been practicing over the last 3 or 4 months just spending genuine time alone. And I've started to realize how much that actually means to me. I've never realized, I've spent a lot of time tired of social interaction and not realizing it. And I was talking to my parents about this because they're a really good demonstration of it. And Dad always says that he gets his energy from being around people.
Yeah.
When he chats to other people, when he spends time in social settings, that's where he thrives and that's where he gets filled up, refueled. And then when he spends time alone, he gets angsty and annoyed and anxious. Whereas Mum is the total flip side, is that she loves spending time with people. She really likes going out. but she feels totally drained afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's not until she spends some time alone where she recharges and refuels. Yeah, right. And I was like, that's a really interesting way to think about it. And I always thought I was like my dad, where I just would go out with friends all the time and I'd spend as much time with friends as possible and I'd surround myself with people. But I've started to realize that that was actually really draining for me and that I wasn't taking any time to look after myself. And now I've realized how important that is to me, to just be on my own. And so I've just been sort of learning to live with loneliness recently and learning that that feeling, like at first when I'm alone, I get a bit of a sinking feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And then slowly I've been learning to sit with it and to be comfortable. And I'm finding it really beneficial.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to go out with friends, I also make sure I allocate time before or after or the next day to be alone and to do nothing.
Nice.
How do you feel about that concept of recharging and extrovert, introvert? And I know it's like it's hard to categorize yourself as one or the other, but that's how I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah. No, I really like it. And yeah, I'm with you. Like I like my alone time. And yeah, I probably distract myself when I am alone as well, but I don't know, I enjoy that time to myself. And I was thinking about this a couple of months ago. I did some training for Safe Talk, the suicide alertness program, and it's a pretty intense 2 days. And when I got home on the first day, they recommended obviously taking time after yourself and all that sort of stuff. And for some reason, the first thing that I, and this could lead us to another topic, but the first thing I did to just like, almost like escape or just to be with me was to play Formula One on the PlayStation. And it sounds silly or whatever, but there was something about that in playing that game. And I know that I'm not going to, if I crash on the game, I'm not going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
Right. But having that escape to focus on something and drive really fast and have my reflexes in control and all that sort of stuff was, I don't know, for me, I was like, oh, this is actually a really cool way to wind down and to block out everything else. Because if you don't focus on driving, in quotation marks, at 330 kilometres an hour,
you're
not going to win a race. So I like being on my own, but I also do like that distraction. And we talked a couple of episodes ago about me journaling, and that's been something that's been, a way to really force myself to be on my own and you know, focus on my thoughts and my feelings and what's coming up. And that's been really cool as well.
Mm.
Like, I'm similar to you. Like, I thought that I was, well, actually, probably growing up, I thought I was more introverted than extroverted, and then it sort of switched a little bit.
I think you, I don't know about you, but I assume I work with people.
Yeah.
That's my career. I do really well in that work. Yeah. I must be an extroverted person.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case.
Hey? Yeah. Nah, very similar. But yeah, no, I like the notion of being on your own. I like that you set aside time to be on your own too.
That's important. And one way I do it, like thinking about your F1, we talked when I did literature at uni, we talked about the idea of escapism. It's the idea that a lot of my friends read nonfiction, love reading nonfiction, and I like reading nonfiction too, but you never really get that escape. I'm reading a really awesome fantasy series at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get in bed at 9:30, whatever, and I read, and then, like you were saying, I don't see anything else.
Yeah.
So I look up from my book an hour later, it's just like I'm in that world. Such a great, and same thing with video games. A lot of people bag video games, they say it's a waste of time. It's so important to have your whatever means of just blocking everything out for a moment and being on your own. And that's what F1 is for you, clearly.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Anyway.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
No worries. So, Brody.
Yeah.
I sat down today, over the last few days when we decided to come up with podcast topics. Definitely not this morning.
I gave you fair warning.
You did, yeah.
Yesterday, at least.
2 days. That's all we need. Anyway, and I was like, great, I've got some topics. Let me go to my notes if I come up with a topic, if I'm out and about, and I'm like, oh, that's a great discussion point.
Yeah.
I'll go to my notes on my phone, I write it down, and I went to my notes, and I looked at it, and I was like, there's a lot of notes in here. First of all, the notes I've taken, I'll read through them in a moment about the podcast. nothing. It's nothing there.
We haven't done it. Oh, okay.
Well, no, you'll see in a moment.
Just no good.
Then I was like, I just use my notes like a madman.
Yeah.
I write things down during meetings. I write things down, to-do lists. And I've got hundreds, if not thousands, of random notes.
Yeah.
Of just nothing. And I reckon, knowing you, you're something similar to me in that sense.
Oh, yes.
So I thought it'd be fun on the podcast today, live readings, for us to both take a little journey down our notes and read out some of the highlights and just explore where our minds are at and how we use our notes.
Yeah.
I want to start off by going through the podcast topics I was talking about.
Oh, yeah?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It says podcast topics at the top. The first one, splitting bills.
Okay.
That was probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago I wrote that. I'm sure it was a great idea.
But you don't know what it was about. Yeah.
Next one, game-language.
Cool.
Nothing. Also nothing. Next one, what's the best name?
Oh, my God.
I think what I do is I write them down in the moment. I'm like, yeah, I know what that means.
I remember the full context of this idea.
And then when I go back to it, the last one just says driving.
Well,
so it kind of fits in with what we're talking about. Yeah, so that is useless to me, and I don't know why I've been using my notes for that.
Nice. I thought it was funny that we just brought... Oh, I just brought up Formula One. And the second note on my... in my list is... sounds so...
Yeah.
You've got a way to edit colours on the car.
Yeah.
Oh, and so I've got the numbers of different colours that are like perfectly what I want from the colour.
Yep.
So 0, 2, 40 and 59 and 34, 2, 40, 104. I don't know what colour that is.
Why was it in the notes?
I don't know. I must have Googled it. And then, anyway, but yeah. So there you go.
I've got one. It's actually a really good one. I don't remember why I wrote it down or where it came from, but it's a quote. And it says, it's better to be a warrior in the garden than a gardener in a war. I don't know where I got... this is about a week
ago. I know what that was.
Do you?
Yeah.
What was it?
You were going to get it tattooed.
No, no, sorry. I like it, though. I don't really know what it means. No, I'm not going to get tattooed. There was actually one here that said tattoo ideas.
Really?
And it says nothing underneath it.
Good idea. It's a good list. here's my next one.
Yep.
300 grams of hot salami, 200 grams of mild salami, 1 to 2 tub of olives, 1 tub of sun-dried tomatoes, 2 different types of crackers, breadsticks, 3 different dips, 3 times potato chips, bag of mixed nuts, and 3 different cheeses, soft, hard, and 1 other.
What's the 1 other?
Don't know.
I don't quite understand that one.
No, it just says 1 other.
Oh, so right. Whatever. Okay.
Yep.
Just by the way, I have 730 notes.
Jeez.
Let's check mine out.
I've got 313.
Ready for my next one? The label at the top in full caps says Target. Underneath it says nice shorts. That's it. That's the whole note.
You're shopping at Target.
So I must have seen some nice shorts at Target. Maybe that was I meant to buy that at Target. I don't know. Anyway.
Nice. That is a credit card PIN number.
Can't do that one.
Leave that one out.
I got one more ready.
Okay.
Things to pay for. It's got 1 item in it. Electricity.
Good. Well, you need to. You need to.
It's like, I can tell what I did there. I went down to write a list of all the things like to budget for the week, and I gave up after one. I was like, an electric bill.
That'll do.
That's boring.
That'll do. That's good. Here's my one.
Yep.
20 to 50 millimetres.
Good range you got there, mate.
Then, wettest July since 1993.
Yep.
And 100 kilometres Leeson, I think it's meant to say Lewin to Naturalist.
Is that Cape Base?
It must be something around Cape to get it.
What did you say? Try to do an alternate route, eh?
It says Leeson.
So it must be
Lewin. Leeson and Naturalist. I don't know what that means. But there you go.
Right. I want to try to find one more. You got one more for me? Because this is good fun.
Yes. I've got... Time span is 15 hours and 30 minutes.
What's that?
I have no...
It's a long time. I wonder
idea.
Do you use that for hours somewhere? Like at work hours?
No. Nah. No, I don't know. I've got no idea. I don't know. What is that? All right. Is that how long it takes to get through all Harry Potters? No, can't be. Can't be.
No way. There's no way. What a weird... Yeah, there's no way. You just sit down and watch all of them. I know I sound a bit quiet. I'm trying to have a look at...
How long to watch all Harry Potters? I think that might be it. Hang on. Have you got anything yet?
There's so much useless stuff.
No, it's not. Just so for those wondering, it would take 19 hours and 39 minutes to watch all of the Harry Potters. Oh, sorry.
Things to do Tuesday. One item. Plan for Wednesday. That's the only thing I had to do on Tuesday was make the same plan for the next day. I assume it must have been lesson plans, but I quite like the idea that that's all I had on the agenda for Tuesday. It's just plan for the next day.
Hey, Monty, can we record on Tuesday? Oh, let me check the schedule. Oh, I'm pretty busy. What are you doing? Oh, I've got a plan to Wednesday.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That was fun. Thank you. Mons, I think, I don't know where this is going.
Yep. Yeah. That's sort of the...
I've got some form of idea of what I want from this.
Yep. One of Brody's rants.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We advocate for being vulnerable and stuff like that, and sharing what's going on with your mates and all that sort of stuff, and probably brings us back to that idea of this being a therapy session.
Exactly. Yep.
But I can't be the only one that's a little bit scared and a bit confused about the world at the moment, because if you're like me and you don't really read too much, stuff probably doesn't make sense. And we're in a bizarre period of time. Countries go into war. That could potentially, who knows, could potentially have major ramifications on us. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Who knows? We might be going to war. Who knows?
Someone probably does.
Probably some
expert, yeah. But I see what you're saying, yep.
You know, history is known to repeat itself. We don't learn anything from history, as we've seen time and time again. So that's a bit scary, because if you think about what was happening in World War One and World War Two and other wars, conscription was a thing. They're probably not going to bring it back, but if they have to... There's nothing saying they can't.
It's like the World War One, World War Two, the other ones.
The Korean War.
Vietnam. Anyway, yep.
Vietnam War. So yeah. Frightening.
Yep.
Right. If you're in Australia, and seriously, our thoughts on behalf of the podcast going to people in Queensland. Well, first of all, people in the Ukraine.
Yep.
And the people fighting in a war there that most of them don't even know what they're fighting about. Our thoughts go to the people in Queensland and New South Wales who are experiencing major flooding. And that's another really scary part, is that there's parts of the world that are getting underwater or going underwater, or parts of the world that are on fire, and sometimes at the same time. And I think that's really confusing and that's really scary. And so, as I said, our thoughts and our hearts go out to the people affected by that, because that, like, could happen at any time and you don't know. The risk of infection is still rife. Obviously, great result. Our borders are open again today, and people can reconnect with their family and their friends and their loved ones. But the risk of infection is there, and I still don't know much about COVID or anything.
And adding to that, like, you know, everyone else has had a chance to sort of come to terms with this, and we are just in our context coming to terms with that now. So it adds to the confusion of it, for sure.
So confusing. Confucius. And my last bit of confusion, and this has never been a political podcast, But I...
Despite my many, many attempts.
Yeah. I am baffled at the leadership of our country.
Mm.
The fact that the Morrison government can apologise to victims of sexual assault in his house. Not his personal house, but in his cabinet. Say sorry and all of that sort of stuff. And then a couple of weeks or a year later, sorry, says to, on behalf of, or sorry, in relation to the Stolen Generations and Kevin Rudd's apology, that it's not hard to say sorry. The harder thing to do is to forgive someone.
Hmm.
Where's the logic behind that? Are you sorry about your first thing? Are you not sorry now? What is going on? So I'm scared. I'm confused. I think it's a really, really strange time to be a young person. Mm. I'm really worried about our next generation because they're going to grow up in a world, maybe they have to wear masks every day. Maybe you don't get to see people smile on the street. It's great that they're going to get consent education as of the start of next year. But far out. There is a lot that needs to change at the top. They might be being born into a world that's at war. And I think that's really scary. I don't know. As I said at the start, I don't know where this is going because I don't understand it myself. Mm. I'm genuinely scared and genuinely confused. And I just don't know what to make of any of the situations going on in the world.
Mm.
What have you got?
I totally share a lot of your confusion. It's a lot at this point in time.
Yeah.
And it's hard not being an expert in any field,
yeah.
really,
yeah.
to know what's going on and everyone says something different, realistically.
Yeah.
Especially the war situation is quite terrifying. I know that
yeah.
I was listening to some people in America talk about recently because they've been at, you know, that people that lived through the Cold War are now experiencing this as well. Like, it's a time of real uncertainty. Two things I would say, not really advice, but the way that I personally like to deal with the confusion is to firstly read.
Yeah.
Like it's a tough, unfortunately, the information landscape is a very tough one at the moment. Yeah. And news is tough to come by in a reliable way. But at the same time, the more you read of a variety of places, you know, the better you're going to be. And the other one for me is, especially in regards to some of those last ones, is to get involved where you can.
Yeah.
I find that when I have a sense of agency, when I feel like I'm at least contributing to some sort of movement or some sort of support, I feel like I'm in a little bit more control. For me personally, if there's something I don't like in politics, I will do what I can to help fix it. And even if it doesn't have any effect, at least I feel like I'm playing a part in it.
Yeah.
And I don't normally advocate for people to go out and get political, but if it's something that you're seriously passionate about and you are confused and worried about, then you might feel some sense of control over it by taking part and by voicing yourself in a democratic way. Yeah.
Mm.
But I totally share it. I think a lot of people listening will share that confusion. It's a, yeah.
And if you are, like, please message us on or email us or whatever, because I would love to, I don't want to be the only one. I'm 99% sure I'm not the only one in this position.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear from other people and yeah, what do you make of this situation? Because we're in a very, very strange time. And, you know, we're trying to do our best to make people smile and make people laugh. That's what we do here. But, it's a weird, weird world to grow up in. Mm. Please send us a message. See if any of the last 8 minutes has made sense. please write in.
Mm. Thanks, Brody.
Thanks, mate.
Macca. So linking back to a previous topic in some way, I was on the weekend, weekend gone, not this coming weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, it's confusing. I met a lot of new people. I just happened to go out, you know, twice during the day, you know, big weekend, not big weekend.
Wow.
No, phrases right. That's it wasn't enough. A big weekend, but I just spent a lot of time with mates and met a lot of cool new people.
Nice.
And there was a common theme for some reason with the people that I met that I wanted to talk about. I don't know if I track these sorts of people, but I had a few conversations with people and we always end up talking about passion.
Yep.
For some reason, I think that's my disposition is that I like to talk about my passion, and I like to find out what other people care about, and that's how I connect with people.
Yeah.
And so three or four times I got into this conversation about passion. And time again, I talked to people who had a passion for something, who really cared about something, but didn't do it, or didn't like their jobs, or didn't know how to approach their passion.
Okay.
Or didn't have the courage to, maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give out specifics, obviously, but a few people who were working in a job they just didn't like and knew where they wanted to be, but didn't do anything about it and didn't know how to approach it. And I just gave them, in that context, all the support I could. And I was like, I think you'd be awesome in that role. I think you'd love that work. There was one person who had a really similar interest to me and really loved working in mental health. And I was like, I just fell into this job by accident. If you search around, people are yearning for strong men in their communities. And he was doing a job he just didn't like because it was easy and because he wasn't quite sure how to approach it. And it thought back to, it made me think back to this quote that someone told me it once and I've been clinging onto it for some reason. I don't even know if it's a quote, but the idea that if you were to win the lottery tomorrow, you know, whatever the latest lotto was, 140 million or something. I don't know, it's a lot of money. If you won the lottery tomorrow, would you still go to work the next day?
Yeah.
For me, I would absolutely do my job for free. And I do. Like, I like to volunteer doing the very similar work when I can. And I just feel
still get badges.
You do. What do you mean?
Not for one.
But what I'm saying is that I think it's a bonus that I get paid for what I do. And I know that not everyone gets to experience that. And I feel really sad for people that don't. Or I don't know if that's the right word to say, but I feel really lucky that I get to experience that. And I like getting people to think about that because it does get you to consider, okay, maybe there is something more fitting for me.
Yeah.
And if you say, well, you know, a lot of people say to me when I mention this, like, oh, well, I do my job so that I can, you know, I don't really like my job, but I do it so that I can unlock, you know, the rest of my life. I can do my passions in my free time.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. I think that's a totally fair.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great way to live your life.
Yeah.
But there's also people who are stuck, who don't do, like, they're stuck in a job they don't like and can't really follow their passion.
Yeah.
And so this is sort of a call to anyone listening that wants to start but doesn't know how or is a bit scared to. Have a crack at it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah. The Good Always podcast is fully behind you.
Yeah. But just on that, just we can't cover any losses.
No.
Based on the amount of money we make from the podcast.
I'm just saying that I really love seeing people follow their passions and seeing people engaging in a space they love.
Yeah.
So if it's for you, you're tossing up between studying something new at uni, but you don't want to commit the time, or if you're wait a minute, or if you're in a job you don't really like and you want to try something new, have a crack at it.
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah,
and that's the advice I seem to give to people on the weekend. And I mean, obviously, don't put yourself in jeopardy, but if there's more you can be doing to follow your passions and to make yourself happier and to contribute to your community better, I'd say take that and
100%. Run with it. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing better than working your passion. Mm. I know that we're really lucky. You and I are super lucky. And at the moment we're not able to do our main passion. Mm. Sorry to all of your main passion students.
Well, all right, mate.
secondary passion after the podcast. this is going to unravel.
Oh, it hasn't already? I know what you're saying, yeah.
But yeah, when we do get a chance to do the school camps and stuff that we do, it's just, there's nothing better. And yeah, 100% stand by what you just said about just give it a crack.
Mm.
Definitely give it a crack.
Even if it's just like find a place you can work for a weekend or find a holiday program you can get involved in, whatever it might look like for you.
Grow it from there. Beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you. Sorry. I reckon we need to finish this episode off with a game. It's been a very stern talking through this episode.
Not really. Oh, yeah. We start off good.
My family was like, let's go see a movie.
Nice.
The other day, and I was like, I haven't seen that movie. It was like the most recent Spider-Man.
Oh, how have you not seen it?
I know.
It
well,
yet?
The reasoning is that I'm so far behind on anything Marvel related that I was like, I get it. You know, it's a great movie, I'm sure, but I feel like I miss out. And to be honest with you, well, I'm just not a huge movie fan generally. Okay. Like Marvel, I think Marvel movies are awesome. I sat down and watched all the Avengers at one point.
Nice.
But that's about it. I barely know any of them. Like, I was doing other things at the time, if I'm honest with you. But that's the point, because I'm looking here at one of the biggest Marvel fans that I know.
Yeah.
Probably maybe the second biggest Marvel fan I know.
Yeah.
And so I've got a game for us.
I can't believe it took you so long to watch Spider-Man.
I haven't even seen it yet. What do you mean?
You still haven't watched it?
No.
What?
What do you mean? I didn't say I watched it.
I thought you said you went and watched it.
No, they invited me. Say yes. Jesus.
It's even worse.
It sounds great, though. I've had it spoiled for me about 16 times, so there's no way I'm going to see it.
If you weren't there at midnight, then we can't be friends.
Were you dressed up as Spider-Man? Be honest.
I wasn't.
Yep, someone was there.
Yeah. There was three of us. One of us was dressed up as Spider-Man.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So what I've got in front of me, this is one of your favourite games. A game you invented for the... Well, you didn't invent for the podcast. A game you stole from elsewhere for the podcast.
Oh, the Sydney Morning Herald quiz.
Yeah. No. Bad movie descriptions.
Okay.
So I've got 15 of them. We probably only need 10. Of bad Marvel movie descriptions. I'm going to give you the description, and then I need you to guess what movie it is from. I don't have the answers in front of me, so I don't know either.
Okay.
But what I can do, first of all, I'm going to give you a chance to just guess it straight up.
Okay.
That'll be 1 point.
Yeah.
If, however, you need a bit of help, I can give you 4 options, but it means it'll only be worth half a point.
Please.
And I want to be involved in this game too, so okay. I'm going to have a guess as well, but just using what I think sounds like a cool Marvel movie.
Oh, no. This could
and
really
no matter
end
what, I'll probably get 15 points out of 15.
This is because you're in charge of the point system.
Moving on. First one. A sentient science project wants to blow up the world. Sentient science project wants to blow up the world.
That's Avengers Age of Ultron.
And I'm going to say that's Captain Computer and the robots from space. It is Avengers Age of Ultron. Well done.
I think you should guess first.
So, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a fair call.
Yeah.
It is. Ultron, basically an evil science project, wants to blow up Earth.
Yeah.
Simplified. It looks a bit scary too. Jeez.
Yeah.
Two besties ruin the friend group for everyone. Two besties ruin the friend group for everyone.
Yep.
I'm going to say Captain America and the cafeteria food fight.
No, you idiots. Captain America Civil War, please.
Captain America Civil War, well done. Wow, he's pretty good at this, isn't he?
Bestie cafeteria food fight, come on.
Oh, well, I don't know, mate. That's ruin some friendships. A sad person pursues her dreams of acting and remakes all of her favourite shows.
Yeah.
I think I know what this is, but...
Yeah, me too.
I'll just let you guess anyway.
WandaVision.
It is WandaVision. This is too easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
WandaVision.
This could be the first time we
it
play a game
this
where
this is
I
only for serious Marvel fans. But then again...
Please, mediocre Marvel fans at best.
A pair of expensive glasses ruins everyone's summer.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
It's Spider-Man Far From Home. I had no idea on that one, probably because I haven't seen Spider-Man Far From Home.
We haven't seen Spider-Man, any of the Spider-Man. So.
A guy's weapons are stolen, so he makes cool new clothes and becomes nice. I'm going to guess this is Avengers 6,
yeah.
Spice of Life.
Yeah, good. There's only 4 Avengers movies, and you'll find that this is Iron Man.
Is it? It is Iron Man. When did he become nice? Oh, that's right, because he...
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea on that one either.
I was about to be like, that's the whole point of Iron Man, but yeah.
So far, all of them correct without any support. This could be 15 for 15.
Yeah.
A group of quirky prison weirdos fight a tall Smurf.
Yep, another one.
I'm going to say that it is Smurfs Free Civil War.
This week,
it's featuring Justin Timberlake.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It is Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep. Nothing else to say?
Yeah.
You've done it again. I hope this gets harder because so far
this is
acing
child's play.
A group bonding session goes very wrong and results in a lot of city damage. I think you're going to get this one, but I'm going to say that it's the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 6 Lost in New York.
Can you read it again?
A group, I think mine fits pretty well. Yeah. A group bonding session goes very wrong and results in a lot of city damage.
Yeah, Avengers.
It is Avengers. Well done. I feel like I've got to make these harder for you. Maybe just give you part of it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A guy steals a glow square, kisses himself, and then the multiverse is ruined.
Yeah.
I don't have one for this.
It's Loki. The TV show.
Ah.
The show. Loki.
It is Loki. Well done.
Obviously.
And by ruined, he means approved, of course. Don't know what that means, but we're going to keep moving.
Yeah.
Childhood friends get in a fist fight while some spies get spied on by other spies. And I'm going to say this is Get Smart 3, which of course, as we all know, is Return of the Pink Panther. That's right. That's actually where the multiverse comes in.
Wow.
Childhood friends get in a fist fight while some spies get spied on by other spies.
By other spies, yeah. Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier is correct.
Yeah.
And... yep, I think I remember that one. Is that when they fight at the very end?
Well, that's a lot really of fighting.
It's just a bunch of fighting.
Brilliant movie. Aside from it being a Marvel.
You're doing very well.
It's one of the best.
A guy steals something so he can steal something so he can see his daughter. A guy steals something so he can steal something so he can see his daughter. I'm going to say this is Ocean's 11. Yep, that's it.
A guy steals something so he can steal something.
So he can see his daughter.
Is it Ant-Man?
I reckon it probably is Ant-Man. Yeah, it's Ant-Man. Oh, damn it.
That almost had me.
This is incredible. That was the hardest thing. You've got, let me see how many you got left. You have about four left. About four, because I couldn't be counting properly. A high schooler ruins his crush's life because he doesn't like her dad.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming. Sorry, you guess first.
Didn't we already have Spider-Man Homecoming before?
No, mate. We had Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, well, so they both got home in the name. All right, I'm going to say...
all three of these ones have.
I'm going to say Spider-Man and the Homecoming King.
Oh, close, but I'd be right.
Spider-Man Homecoming is correct.
Yeah, they all three of the Spider-Man...
God.
Spider-Man.
That's confusing.
Anyway, they've got home in it.
I'm just going to keep this one simple. Sibling drama. There we go. That's a toughie. That's all it says. Well, it says, and lots of it, but, you know, it's... sibling drama.
That is...
I'm going to say it's Captain America 5, The Summer vs. the Winter Soldier. Because, of course, the Winter Soldier's brother, Summer Soldier. They take turns. One of them is in hibernation. The other one is out in the sun.
Sibling drama.
It's going to ignore my great movie. That's fine. Do you want the four options? Do you want to lose half a point?
No, I don't.
All right.
How dare you? That's insulting.
Just by looking at the options, I reckon I can figure out what it is. I don't think it helps, but it's one that's standing out to me. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't ever seen it. I haven't seen any of these.
No, actually. No, you wouldn't have. I want to say Black Panther. But I don't think that's right.
That is not an option.
Okay.
I'm going
to
give you a lifeline.
I wanted to say it, but I didn't.
Your lifeline.
Okay.
Captain Marvel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Thor Ragnarok, The Incredible
Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok, you get half points for that one, unfortunately.
That is such a good movie too. That's really good.
It sounds like it does have a lot of sibling drama.
Yeah.
I don't know why I go for Black Panther.
All of
a little bit of sibling drama in Black Panther.
That's the wrong sibling. It's not sibling.
You've got three more. Are you ready?
Yeah. Damn it!
Two superheroes work together. Two superheroes work together to stop a woman from curing her disease.
That'll be Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Sounds awful. What's her disease? It sounds like a really dark movie. This is a really weird game for someone who's never seen them before.
Yeah, they'd be like, what the hell is going on here?
It is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
Second last one.
I lost half a point.
A short guy is given a drug that makes him a better person.
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
All
right, last
first
one,
Avenger.
And I'm going to have my last guess too.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
and finally,
part of this game.
A retired father reunites with his old friend group to collect rocks. And I'm going to say that this is Forrest Gump 3, Return to California.
No, it's Avengers Endgame.
It is Avengers Endgame. It's the retired father. Is that Hawkeye? No.
Iron Man.
Who's the retired father in that situation?
Iron Man.
Is it?
Tony Stark.
Well, Hawkeye retired too, didn't
he? Oh, yeah. Could be Hawkeye too.
Didn't the big guy retire as well?
The big guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
God.
Big guy? No, what's his name? The big blue dude? Thanos.
Purple?
I don't know. Colorblind.
Oh, sorry.
What number are you got? 14.5 out of 15.
That 0.5 is...
You scored better than 100% of all mistakers, though. It's pretty, somehow, that's like getting an ATAR of 100.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well done. You're clearly a Marvel fan.
Nerd.
You clearly spend a lot of time watching Marvel movies. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Anyway, how is your degree going?
Good.
Oh, yeah, okay, started
this
cool.
week, actually. So,
right.
Yeah, pretty... why were that?
Sorry, anyway, that's been an episode of the Good Always podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
New episodes weekly.
You can't promise this stuff.
Overpromise, underdeliver. That's what I've always said.
No, you haven't.
I've always said.
Volunteer and get paid for it.
That's what you said earlier. Anyway, thank you for listening. Tune in for the next episode. I think it's been good. Let us know. Give us some feedback. It's one thing we've been missing a little bit.
Any form of engagement.
Any form of audience engagement. Oh
yeah! Check out our merch dropping soon.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it?
I'd love to do an episode where we do it live and somehow we get audience interruption, but no one just be the same. As
yeah,
this.
We said this about Fringe.
Oh, we did, didn't we? We just sit on a stage. Let's do a Facebook live at some point.
That's such a bad idea, but it'll be fun.
Let's have a crack at it. Anyway, how do we finish again? Goodbye.
Like this.
See ya.
See you next week.
Me? Oh, then. I'll see you soon. Oh, that's it.